Switching gears for a minute in this channel's racism arc, let's leave behind the situation in America for a while and talk about Mizzy. I mentioned in my video about the idiot celebrity who crashed a plane for YouTube views and Ridge Wallet money that edgy old YouTube was actually really fun. However, it incentivized people to do ever more extreme stunts in order to chase virality. By the way, that video got age restricted for some reason. No idea why. Thanks, YouTube. Another era of that side of content creation was prank YouTube. Prank YouTube came about when people wanted to create shocking content but didn't want to break their backs doing it. The most famous prank channel from back in the day, as far as I can recall, was Prank vs. Prank, where a couple routinely set up hidden cameras around their house and pranked each other. Their videos were actually pretty entertaining, but ultimately corrosive to their relationship, as they ended up breaking up in 2016 over what seems to be a consistent inability to trust each other. Unlike extreme stunt content, prank content has survived up until the present day, with Zoomers getting in on the mix. Seems obvious to me. Boys from my dad's generation might have put a whoopee cushion underneath a teacher's chair, or put a fake spider on their desk, while during the height of pranking online, people were using the exact same fake spiders and stuff, but uploading the reactions to Vine. There's something cross-generational about kids fucking around and having a laugh. But that doesn't mean it hasn't been a bumpy ride. Prank channels hit a rapid decline on YouTube after 2016, not because of the prank versus prank split, that was just coincidental, but because at some point, people began faking the pranks in order to chase a greater and greater audience payoff. Sometimes you can still come across prank channels on TikTok, and they are horribly manufactured. Like, look at this, these people are clearly living in LA, at a content house, and this entire thing is just scripted. It's all fake. You can tell by looking at their body language they're putting on a show. Ironically, the most interesting prank videos in the post-fake period are the ones where something actually unexpected happens, outside of the bounds of the fake prank, like a bystander kicking the shit out of a prankster thinking that it's not fake. Which leads us to Mizzy. Mizzy is 18 years old, born in 2004, though he's been making content for at least a year so far, doing some rather ridiculous and, yes, very real pranks. He's a UK citizen, born in London, and yes, he's black. People have made a lot of noise about him being black, and while some of that is just racism, there is something else going on here that must be discussed. Mizzy was thrust into the spotlight a couple of weeks ago with this viral clip.
Get into random houses, let's go!
James? Come to the front door right now, please.
James?
James?
Hi. You man, come.
Hello, James.
We need to speak to James.
James?
Hi.
Hi. Is that James?
Is this where the study group is?
No. No.
What door number is this?
No. Study group.
5:30. Come on. Come on, it's a bit more
Wait, this is not where the study group is.
We've got kids, man.
Oh, you got kids? Oh, sorry. Oh, I thought this was the study group. I actually thought.
Yes, this was the prank. Walking into random people's houses and just sitting down and watching them react. Man, if you did this in America, you'd be turned into Swiss cheese real quick. The issue here is that this misses the ultimate point of a prank. When you prank somebody, yes, you do catch them by surprise. But by the end of the ordeal, there's an understanding that there was never any real danger. Everyone was cool. Everyone gets a chuckle out of it. That logic makes sense if we're talking about a fake spider dropping into somebody's shoulder, or if you startle somebody when they turn the corner. But it suddenly feels quite a bit different when you're walking into somebody's private house. After this video went viral, people began to check out Mizzy's channels, and discovered that a lot of the pranks he was pulling on random strangers just went too far, at least for most people. Another notable example is the one where he walked up to a woman and just grabbed her dog and ran away.
Hello.
Hi.
You got a nice dog?
Sorry?
You got a nice dog?
She's lovely, she's, yes. Family dog. Don't
run away from her. Gang, whole lot of gangs. We are side! We are side! We are side! We all got a fucking dog! We are side every single time!
It reminds me quite a bit of the guy in the previous video who threatened to do just that to the woman in Central Park, and she reacted appropriately. Nobody wants their beloved pet stolen. And then there was that time he walked into a library and just began ripping pages out of books.
Alright, boom, we're in the library. Aye, you men are dragging it, bro. I'm trying to get me nicked out here. And I said rip a book in front of the people, then. Aye, fuck it, let's just do it. Any book. Aye, come, cameraman. I'm sorry. Come, let's go. Excuse me, what, can I, get a book here? Yeah, sure. Oh, sure. Let me just,
hi.
Right.
Yeah, fine, thank you.
Just get a bit of, can I get this book, please?
Right, okay, just 1 minute. It's a TikTok.
Weird.
TikTok video ripping books, no?
Excuse me, what's the girl called?
Need to get out.
This is not what are you doing?
Is that your book from home?
No, okay. It's not.
Is it the library?
Yeah.
Then that, you cannot do that, guys.
Why couldn't I do that?
Is it the library?
But the library, if I can get books from the library, why can't I rip the pages out of the books as well?
Because then other people can't use them.
So who gives a fuck about other people? Can you get this? Sorry.
Okay.
Can you get Adam, please?
This one could count as an acceptable prank if he paid for the books he destroyed, but Mizzy's stuff generally moves beyond harmless pranking. Yeah, he's certainly surprising people, but he's doing so by legitimately being a nuisance. After the initial shock is worn off, it's not replaced with relief and understanding, it's replaced with annoyance. And here's where we have to have the race conversation. Watch this clip.
Dogs. Let me get some of that.
No, fella.
Why not?
You just screamed in my face, didn't you?
Can I kiss you in your face as well?
No, you can't, fella.
Okay, can I have a hug then?
No.
Then I die?
No.
You don't want to die?
Not really.
I can make you die right now, right here.
We can all die.
We can all die, innit?
We can all die.
How about I can make you die right now?
We can all die, fella.
Can I give you a kiss then, please? All I wanted to do is kiss you, bro. Like, I screamed in your face and now you're just smoking in my face. Is that really nice?
Mate, I was just stood here. You came in my face, so it's just... You can have the end of it if you really want.
No, I don't want that, sorry.
Yeah, the yelling's annoying, but listen to what he says afterward.
Do not die.
And this isn't the only time he's done this.
Sorry, what?
Do not die.
What?
Do not die, bro.
No.
What do you mean, do not die? Hey, yo, come here, fam. Hey, yo, do not die, bro. Do not die, bro. Hey, yo, do not die, bro. Do not die. It's just hair dye, bro. It's just hair dye, bro. Hey, bro, it's just hair dye.
Here's the explanation of this prank. Mizzy knows that among the white middle class of the UK, there is a stereotype about young black inner city boys who dress like him, talk in his accent, and carry themselves in the way that he's deliberately doing in these videos. The stereotype is that they are violent immigrants who don't care about British law or cultural norms. At first glance, Mizzy doesn't seem to be that kind of guy, but he knows of the stereotype, and he's using it to make people scared to just be around him.
I'm perfectly fine. We're gonna die. Huh? Why are you just smiling at me? Oh. I asked him a question, a serious question. Do you know that?
No.
Why?
Because you can lie. Because you can still touch him.
Why?
Because.
You're gonna die. You sure?
Yeah.
I'll see you from over there. You're just looking like you wanted to die.
When did we look at you?
Well, you was looking at me this whole time. Do you wanna die? Nah, bro. Gonna die, bro. Bro, don't even answer that right now. Is it serious, bro? Are you trying to answer the phone?
This is not the flashpoint fear that you feel during a shock. This is inducing genuine, lasting terror. Like I said, if this were America, this wouldn't be tolerated. Hell, forget about the states and their guns. Most men who are watching this right now, you're probably thinking back to how you were in your teenage years, where you would have just got up and punched the guy. That's a pretty normal sentiment. You don't have to be good at fighting or anything like that. Most guys aren't. But I can't think of anybody who would just let this sort of intimidation slide without trying to intimidate back. And yet, there's no retaliation in these videos. Is it because the UK is full of cucked soy boys who don't want to appear racist? Maybe. Is it because the UK's laws are set up such that the indigenous Briton would be treated harshly while the immigrant is let off with a slap on the wrist? Maybe. But for that second one, maybe not. Mizzy was, for a short time, very happy with his newfound internet stardom.
It's your boy Mizzy, and today we are going viral, lads. More viral than I've been in the past like 2-3 years. Like, I started social media since I was 8, been doing videos, been making bangers, been blowing up since I was young. But this right here, everywhere.
Everywhere.
Reposts, tweets, bro, you guys already know what I'm talking about.
But it very quickly crumbled away. In May of 2022, when he first started doing this sort of content, he was slapped with a community protection notice, prohibiting him from trespassing on private property. As a result of these new clips going viral, on May 15th, 2023, he was fined for violating that notice and given a 2-year criminal behavior order. A CBO in the UK legal system is basically a fast track for legal action if violated, since you've already proven yourself to be capable of committing a similar type of crime that the order prohibits. On the same day as the fine, Mizzy went on to Piers Morgan to talk about the situation. As expected, Mizzy tried to make the conversation about race.
Who in your family
is there to tell you this
is wrong. Why do you need to go to my family? I'm my own person, so talk about me.
Because you don't...
No.
Because you don't...
Talk about me, not my family.
Yes, but here's the problem.
What's the problem?
You are clearly a product of your upbringing.
No, I'm not. I'm my own person. I've always been my own person.
You've had no one to tell you this is wrong.
Race is also what the mainstream media and leftoids online focused on, because the progs are actually ridiculous when it comes to this shit. They believe that if you object to a black person infringing on your rights, you're a racist. But Piers Morgan didn't say anything wrong in this interview. Everybody is at least partially a product of their upbringing. A white Mizzy acting exactly the same way probably also had shit parents. Though to be honest, considering that the articles talking about Mizzy's legal troubles all reference him having to move back in with his mother in Hackney, not his family, and referencing no father at all, it's likely that either his parents are split up or his dad just isn't in the picture, which wouldn't be too surprising given his behavior. However, in my opinion, the more telling bit of the interview was this clip.
Tell me about your life. What justifies this? What's happened to you that makes you think you're justified in doing this?
What do you mean, tell me about my life?
Well, you said you know nothing about your life. Tell me about your life.
Because I'm trying to get on to you because I'm black. Because I guarantee...
Because you're black?
Yeah, I guarantee...
I don't give a damn about your skin colour.
Really?
No! Why would I care of what colour your skin is? Really? I just think you're an idiot.
Oh, thank you. I think you're an idiot too.
That's fine. You're perfectly entitled to.
Yeah, so are you.
This show's called Uncensored. I think you're an idiot for what you've been doing. Okay. I also think you're an idiot for playing the race card when no one's mentioned your skin colour.
Really? Okay, you don't have to mention it to...
I don't care about your skin colour, Mizzy. I care about the fact that you've been terrorising all these people for a sustained period of time. I also care about the fact you've only got a tiny fine today. No deterrent to you whatsoever. You don't show any real remorse. You don't really care, do you?
The UK laws are weak, simple as. Not my fault.
Mizzy's actually completely correct here. The UK's laws are weak. Look at his body language. He just got fined that very same day, and he shrugs it off, because he knows the tolerance of the society that he lives in will allow him to get away with nonsense. But after a year of online tomfoolery, he finally did push things to the breaking point. In the 2-day space between the Piers Morgan interview and Mizzy's arrest, he uploaded 2 more videos to TikTok, a blatant violation of the CBO. Mizzy's YouTube and TikTok channels have been deleted at this point, so it's hard to know which videos were uploaded, but most people online claim that at least one of them was this clip, where the prank in question was Mizzy barging into the conductor's room of a subway train.
How is that just... Hey, what, how did you get in there? Hey, let me get in here. Yo, son! Hey, the man,
we outside!
Hello, can I call the police? The people on the train! Reality!
It was this violation of the CBO that led to his arrest on May 26th, 2023. He appeared in court the next day to plead not guilty and was granted bail on the 30th on the condition that he move back in with his mother in Hackney. His trial date is set for July 19th. Mizzy finally might be coming around to an understanding that he's stuck in a legal quagmire, that he actually is going to face some repercussions for his actions, because the official Mizzy Twitter account has been going around asking people to remove old Mizzy clips and telling people that Mizzy is in fact still under arrest and that these clips are old, not new videos of Mizzy terrorizing more people. So until that July 19th trial, this seems like the end of Mizzy's story. He went viral very quickly for doing some pretty objectionable stuff, and despite his protests that British society was weak for allowing him to fuck around as much as he did, he is finally beginning to find out. But there's a wider issue here. The pranks that Mizzy pulled depended on a specific understanding of racial dynamics in the UK. The middle-class white Briton who reads news stories about black inner-city youth who look and talk and carry themselves in a specific way, constantly stabbing each other and macheting each other. And then the white Briton finds one of those inner-city youth approaching them with their hands in their pockets saying, "Do you want to die?" That's the prank. That's the source of the fear. And it has the added layer of, if you react in any way other than complete submission to this ritual of humiliation, you're branded as a racist by the progressives. Here's the thing though, looking at it like this, Mizzy's kind of a side character in his own story. He's exploiting a pre-existing racial dynamic, but he didn't create it. He's not actually stabbing anybody. He didn't create the culture of knife crime among London immigrants. He didn't create the culture of political correctness that indigenous Britons find themselves living under. And in his defense, he knows what that culture is. He's been living in it his whole life. He knows there's far worse than him out there, and he's seen it himself.
We're just youths from the ends, yeah? Trying to make it fucking out. Do you get me? We're trying to make it out, bro. Like, cool. The intention of that video was for it to get some traction and some viewers, but it was never to cause threat or intend any harm, mental harm on anyone, bro. Like, do you get me?
It just blew out of proportion. Like, bro,
no one was trying to threaten anyone. I know this guy personally, and he has no malicious intent. Like, you're forgetting, yes, he does have a son, bro. We're all trying to make it out, bro. Like you say, we're in the ends, all right, cool. What are we trying to do about it? We're not out here stabbing people up, bro. We're making fucking videos.
Like, right, man. Some videos may not be the right approach to some things, but look at it now. I could have went to the house on a mad thing. I've seen people record themselves going house and stealing stuff.
The issue is that things have degraded so much, at least in the neighborhoods of London that they're talking about getting out of, that what Mizzy does is actually considered tame. And that's a problem, because the rest of the world views those tame pranks as gross violations, because by the standards of a place that isn't a fucking shithole, they actually are gross violations. Remember, pranks were once whoopee cushions and fake spiders, not putting your hands in your pockets and asking people if they want to get fucking shanked. In other words, while Mizzy himself is annoying and certainly deserving of all the punishment coming his way, he's also the symptom of a larger problem. And unlike his contemporaries who actually do turn to crime, he's using one of the few non-violent methods at his disposal to try and get out of there, going viral and making some money. I can sympathize with him even though I think he's a shithead. Anyway, that's the story of Mizzy. I almost did that first viral video on TikTok Tuesdays, but something in the back of my mind said, hold off, there's more to this. It's worth more than just a throwaway video. And I'm glad I did. Mizzy is responsible for the minor crimes he's committed. Probably some harassment in there, probably some trespass, but he's ultimately a response to the degenerating inner city youth culture that he finds himself in. He didn't create this culture, and the people who did care nothing for those who have to endure it beyond simply checking off a diversity box on some government official's spreadsheet.